Rathfarnham to City Centre Core Bus Corridor Preferred Route. Public Consultation 20 March 20 Contents. Page 1. 1. Introduction. Section 1. 1.1 What has happened so far? 1.2 What is bus connects? 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? 1.4 Understanding the terminology. 1.5 Map of all 16 core bus corridors. 2. Preferred route description. Section 2. 2.1 Overview. 2.2 Nutgrove Avenue to Terenure Road North, Grange Road, Rathfarnham Road. 2.3 Terenure Road North to Charleville Road, Terenure Road East, Rathgar Road. 2.4 Charleville Road to Dame Street. 2.5 Key changes from the published EPR. 2.6 Key facts. 3. How to take part in the public consultation. Section 3. 3.1 General queries. 3.2 How to engage. 3.3 What happens next. 1. Introduction. Section 1. Page 2. What has happened so far? Between November 2018 and May 2019, the National Transport Authority, NTA, carried out the first round of public consultation on initial proposals for the emerging preferred routes of 16 core bus corridors across the Greater Dublin Area, GDA. During this consultation phase, 13,000 submissions were received in total. A consultation submissions report for each corridor is available to view and download on our website www.busconnects.ie. All of the submissions were reviewed and considered as part of the design preparation for the preferred route for each corridor. We have amended our initial proposals to address some of the issues raised in submissions, including incorporating suggestions and recommendations from local residents, community groups and stakeholders. We are now publishing the preferred routes for 16 core bus corridors and commencing a second round of public consultation. This document is one of a series of 16, each dedicated to a single core bus corridor. The document provides a written description of the preferred route from start to finish with supporting maps and includes information on revisions made, if any, from the initial emerging preferred route. The original brochures detailing each emerging preferred routes, published last year, are available to view and download on our website www.busconnects.ie. These brochures contain information on the process for impacted property owners, the project timelines and steps required for statutory planning application. 1.2 What is Bus Connects? Page 3. Bus Connects is the National Transport Authority's program to greatly improve bus services. It is a key part of the government's policies to improve public transport and address climate change in Dublin and other cities. It is included within the following government policy strategies: the National Development Plan 2018 to 2027, Transport Strategy for the Greater Dublin Area 2016 to 2035, and the Climate Action Plan 2019. Dublin is growing and needs a bus network that works for a developing city. The aim of Bus Connects is to deliver an enhanced bus system that is better for the city, its people and the environment. Bus Connects is designed to provide a better, more reliable and more efficient bus service for everyone. Bus Connects, the facts at a glance. Infographic: 230 kilometers of new bus corridors making journeys faster and more reliable. 200 kilometers of new cycle tracks transitioning to a new low emissions bus fleet. State-of-the-art ticketing system. Cashless payment system. Simpler fare structure. New park and ride sites and key locations. New bus livery, providing a common style across all operators. New bus stops and shelters, with better signage and information. Dublin Area Bus Network Redesign, creating a more efficient network with high-frequency spines, new orbital routes and increased bus services. 1.3 What are the benefits of this project? Page 4. Journey time savings. This project will deliver journey time savings of up to 40-50% on corridors. Dedicated bus and cycle lanes can significantly increase bus travel speeds and reliability, building a sustainable city and addressing climate change. Tackling the challenges of climate change is a priority for Ireland, and moving more people to public transport is a key component of the solution. Accessibility for all, more bus shelters, with seating where possible, new footpaths and better information at bus stops, will make using the fully accessible bus fleet easier for all to use, including the elderly and mobility impaired. Better cycling facilities, This project will see the provision of much-needed cycling facilities around the city region, with over 200 km of high-quality cycling facilities provided, pedestrians and urban realms. Along each route, improvements and enhancements will be made to footpaths, walkways and pedestrian crossings. Funding and investment for local urban realms with additional landscaping and outdoor amenities will be provided. 1.4 Understanding the terminology, page 51. Core Bus Corridor, CBC, part of the overall Bus Connects program, is to create 16 radial core bus corridors, CBC. A CBC is an existing road with bus priority so that buses can operate efficiently, reliably and punctually. This generally means full-length dedicated bus lanes on both sides of the road from start to finish of each corridor, or other measures to ensure that buses are not delayed in general traffic congestion. The bus lanes will be alongside segregated cycle lanes, tracks where feasible, and general traffic too. Segregated cycle tracks. A segregated cycle track is a separate selection of the road dedicated for cycling only. This space will generally be isolated from other vehicular traffic by a physical curb. Where is it not physically possible to have segregated cycle lanes tracks, there will be the option of quiet roads and shared cycling on reduced speed roads for cyclists. 3. Emerging Preferred Route, EPR. The ENTA published outline plans for each of the 16 CBCs in a non-statutory public consultation process in 2018-2019. The options were called Emerging Preferred Routes, EPR, in some cases with multiple sub-options, to inform the public of the likely layout of the roadway with the necessary CBC infrastructure in place. They included possible impacts on front gardens, and likely changes to how traffic will operate to facilitate bus priority. 4. Preferred Route Option, PRO. Following consideration of the public submissions about the 16 EPRs, the core bus corridor proposals have been reviewed and amended. They are now being presented as the Preferred Route Option, PRO, and are subject to a second round of non-statutory public consultation. They are not final proposals, as they are subject to further consideration from the second round of public consultation and also subsequent examination in the context of environmental impact assessment. 5. Bus Gate. A bus gate is a signposted short length of standalone bus lane. This short length of road is restricted exclusively to buses, taxis and cyclists plus emergency vehicles. It facilitates bus priority by removing general through traffic along the overall road where the bus gate is located. General traffic will be directed by signage to divert away to other roads before they arrive at the bus gate. 6. Signal Control Priority, SCP. Signal Control Priority uses traffic signals to enable buses to get priority ahead of single-lane road sections, but it is only effective for short distances. This typically arises where the bus lane cannot continue due to obstructions on the roadway. An example might be where a road has pinch points where it narrows due to existing buildings or structures that cannot be demolished to widen the road to make space for a bus lane. It works through the use of traffic signal controls, typically at junctions, where the bus lane and general traffic lane must merge ahead and share the road space for a short distance until the bus lane recommences downstream. The general traffic will be stopped at the signal to allow the bus pass through the narrow section first, and when the bus has passed, the general traffic will then be allowed through the lights. Traffic proceeds as normal as the bus approaches. The light signal changes to halt general traffic. The level of queuing in the narrowed section is controlled, and the bus has priority to proceed when the bus has cleared the junction. General traffic proceeds. 7. Taucan Crossing. A Taucan crossing is a roadway crossing designed to enable both pedestrians and cyclists to cross the road with purposefully designed signal controls. 8. Quiet Street Treatment. Where CBC roadway widths cannot facilitate cyclists without significant impact on bus priority, alternative cycle routes are explored for short distances away from the CBC bus route. Such offline options may include directing cyclists along streets with minimal general traffic other than car users who live on the street. They are called quiet streets due to the low amount of general traffic and are deemed suitable for cyclists sharing the roadway with the general traffic without the need to construct segregated cycle tracks or painted cycle lanes. The quiet street treatment would involve appropriate advisory signage for both the general road users and cyclists. 9. Urban realm. Urban realm refers to the everyday street spaces that are used by people to cross, shop, socialize, play, and use for activities such as walking, exercise or commute to from work. The urban realm encompasses all streets, squares, junctions, and other rights of way, whether in residential, commercial or civic use. When well designed and laid out with care in a community setting, it enhances the everyday lives of residents and those passing through. It typically relates to all open-air parts of the built environment where the public has free access. It would include seating, trees, planting and other aspects to enhance the experience for all. 1.5 map of all 16 core bus corridors. Page 6 preferred routes. Llangrifon to city centre, Swords to city centre, Ballymun to city centre, Finglas to Phibsborough, Blanchardstown to city centre, Lucan to city centre, Liffey Valley to city centre, Clondalkin to Drimna, Green Hills to city centre, Talla to Terenure, Kimmage to city centre, Rathfarnham to city centre, Bray to city centre, UCD Ballsbridge to city centre, Blackrock to Merrion Ringsend to city centre 2. Preferred route description. Section 2, page 7. 2.1 Overview. The Rathfarnham to City Centre Core Bus Corridor, CBC, commences on the R821 Grange Road at the junction with Nutgrove Avenue. The CBC is routed along the Grange Road, Rathfarnham Road, Terenure Road East, Rathgar Road, Rathmines Road Lower, Richmond Street South, Camden Street Upper and Lower, and Wexford Street to its junction with Kevin Street Lower and Cuff Street, where priority bus lanes end. From Cuff Street to Dame Street along Redmond's Hill, Inger Street and South Great George's Street, the route will involve a traffic lane and a cycle track in both directions, where it will join the existing traffic management regime in the city centre. The following paragraphs will describe each section of the CBC in more detail, identifying the key design revisions which have been incorporated into the design since the publication of the Emerging Preferred Route, EPR, in January 2019. 2.2 Nutgrove Avenue to Terenure Road North, Grange Road, Rathfarnham Road. The CBC commences at the junction of Grange Road and Nutgrove Avenue, which will tie into the Grange Road cycle scheme. Between this junction and the Castleside Drive junction, it is intended to provide a single bus lane alongside general traffic lanes and cycle tracks in both directions, as per the EPR, to accommodate the road layout. It is proposed to utilize limited land take from the following properties. Private properties in Rathfarnham Wood Development, Rathfarnham Credit Union, and green space in Rathfarnham Castle Park. In the EPR proposal, land take was proposed from the Village Court Development. However, through the design changes, this land take has been mitigated. On the section of Rathfarnham Road between Castleside Drive and Otter Park Road, the road is not wide enough to provide a cycle lane in either direction in addition to bus and traffic lanes. Instead, the proposal provides an alternative cycle facility linking to St. Mary's Avenue, where a quiet street treatment, QST, would be provided. From here, two structures are proposed crossing the Owendoha River to facilitate a new shared pedestrian and cyclist track adjacent to the river, tying into the proposed Dotter Greenway. This facility would link to a new bridge structure crossing the Dotter River and connecting to Rathdown Park, where a QST would be provided. This facility is proposed to connect to Rathfarnham Road at the junction with Rathdown Park and is proposed to replace the EPR proposal to divert cyclists to Brookvale Downs. Feedback received as part of the first round of consultation along with topographical survey information have identified the connection to Brookvale Downs as a significant pinch point and have driven this proposed design change. To accommodate new bus lanes on Rathfarnham Road between Main Street and Dotter Park Road, it is proposed to utilize land take from adjacent properties on both sides of the road. The EPR proposal only envisaged land take on the western side of Rathfarnham Road between Cranor Road and Rathfarnham Park. However, according to new information provided by the topographical survey, widening the road on one side only would create steeper driveways on the widened side. To mitigate this issue and provide less steep driveway gradients, it is proposed to raise the level of the road, which would impact on properties both sides of the road. The appropriate solution is to split this impact evenly between both sides of the road. To maintain bus priority through the Dotter Park Road and Rathfarnham Road Junction, It is intended to provide signal control priority on the southern and northern approaches to the junction. The junction will be upgraded with Taukin crossings at all four approaches. Between Dodder Park Road and Rathdown Park, it is proposed to maintain a bus lane and a general traffic lane in both directions. Between Rathdown Park and Bushy Park Road, it is intended to maintain bus priority by providing signal control priority in both directions and managing traffic queues in this area. This represents a reduction in cross-section compared to the EPR and results in reduced land take from adjacent properties. From Bushy Park Road to Terranure Road North, it is proposed to provide cycle tracks, bus lanes and traffic lanes in both directions. To accommodate these new bus lanes on this section of Rathfarnham Road, it is proposed to acquire land from adjacent properties, details of which can be found in the appendix of this brochure. At the Terranure Road North Junction, it is intended to extend the existing bus lane and proposed cycle track as far as the junction stop line. Bus movements through this junction will be managed with signal control priority 2.3 Terranure Road North to Charleville Road, Terranure Road East, Rathgar Road between the Terranure Road North Junction and St. Joseph's Church. It is proposed to provide a single general traffic lane in each direction. Bus priority will be provided through this section by signal control priority. In the EPR, it was proposed to provide for an outbound bus lane and two general traffic lanes on this section. However, information distilled from the topographical survey has identified that this is not possible without narrowing the existing footpaths significantly. Between St. Joseph's Church and the Rathgar Avenue Junction, it is intended to provide a bus lane and general traffic lane in both directions. The EPR proposed to provide a cycle track in each direction between Ferrard Road and Rathgar Avenue. However, due to the width constraints along this section of the corridor, it is now proposed to provide an alternative cycle facility consisting of cycle tracks in each direction along Terranure Road North and Harold's Cross Road, connecting to CBC 11 at Harold's Cross. At Rathgar Avenue, it is proposed to maintain bus priority through the junction with signal control priority. This will require land take on Terranure Road East, between St. Joseph's Church and Brighton Road. Further information on land take can be found in the appendix of this brochure. Along Rathgar Road, it is proposed to provide bus lanes and cycle tracks in each direction and a one-way inbound general traffic lane only, where the EPR previously proposed two-way traffic along this section. Local access for residents on Rathgar Road and adjoining streets can be maintained through the surrounding road network via Rathgar Avenue or Rathmines Road Upper, including Frankfurt Avenue, Leicester Avenue, Gavel Avenue, Gavel Road, and Highfield Road. It is proposed to remove the current right turn ban from Rathmines Road Upper to Highfield Road, as well as the right turn ban from Highfield Road onto Rathgar Road. No land acquisition or tree removal is required on Rathgar Road due to these design revisions. 2.4 Charleville Road to Dame Street. As part of the first round of consultation, two options were presented as part of the EPR for this section of the CBC, namely, option A, online cycleway through Rathmines Road, Richmond Street and Camden Street Upper, following primary cycle route 10 and connecting to primary cycle route 11. This option also identified that a secondary cycle route 10 along Camden Street and Wexford Street would be developed as part of the next design development stage. Option B, offline cycleway through side streets adjacent to Rathmines Road with a new canal crossing and a quiet cycle route through Martin Street, Stamer Street, Haysbury Street and New Bride Street. Further to concerns raised during the first round of consultation, the current proposal consists of providing a single inbound bus lane, two general traffic lanes and cycle tracks between Charleville Road and Castlewood Avenue. Between Castlewood Avenue and Grove Road, a general traffic lane and a cycle track in each direction are proposed, with the provision of a bus gate between Military Road and Richmond Hill, which will restrict general traffic movements. This proposal also allows for some increase to footpath widths through Rathmines and the provision of 2 meters wide cycle tracks in each direction through the village. On Richmond Street South, it is proposed to maintain the outbound traffic lane with a bus lane in each direction and cycle tracks in both directions. Immediately south of the junction of Harrington Street, Harcourt Road, Richmond Street South, it is intended to have bus lanes in both directions with no general traffic lanes. on Camden Street between Harcourt Road and Charlotte Way, one bus lane in each direction and two inbound general traffic lanes are proposed, with an inbound cycle track. Between Grantham Street and Cuff Street, it is proposed to provide bus lanes in each direction and a single outbound general traffic lane. This represents a change to the EPR, which provided for two-way traffic on this section of Camden Street. Under this proposal, inbound traffic would reroute to Harcourt Street to get to Cuff Street and beyond. Between Cuff Street and Ames Street, it is proposed to provide one general traffic lane and one cycle lane in both directions. No bus lanes will be provided on this section of the route. Where possible, on-street parking bays and loading bays will be retained. The CBC ties into the existing road network on Dame Street. Traffic management measures such as turning restrictions at junctions or road closures will also be considered on adjoining residential streets along the corridor at suitable locations to prevent through traffic diverting inappropriately. 2.5 key. Changes from the published EPR. An alternative cycle route is proposed along the Owendoha River in Rathfarnham, creating a connection to the proposed Dodder Greenway and connecting back to Rathfarnham Road at Rathdown Park. This reduces the need for land take on Rathfarnham Road and eliminates the need for alternative cycling facilities through Brookvale Downs. Land take on Rathfarnham Road between Brookvale Road and Rathfarnham Park has been split between both sides of the road. The road level has been raised to avoid steep driveways. Signal control priority is proposed between Rathdown Park and Bushy Park Road, reducing land take along this section. Signal control priority is proposed through Terranure Village to minimize impacts on parking and loading. This will also allow urban realm improvements. Alternative cycle facilities are proposed on Terranure Road North and Harold's Cross Road connecting to the Kymage CBC at Harold's Cross. No cycle facilities are proposed on Terranure Road East, which will reduce the impact on trees and properties. Signal control priority is proposed through Rathgar Village to minimize impacts on parking and loading. This will also allow urban realm improvements. A one-way, inbound general traffic lane is proposed on Rathgar Road, therefore removing the need for land take. Two general traffic lanes and segregated cycle tracks in each direction are proposed through Rathmines Village, with a bus gate between Military Road and Richmond Hill to facilitate bus priority. This will also allow for wider footpaths through the village. A one-way traffic system and segregated cycle tracks are proposed on Camden Street between Charlotte Way and Cuff Street. This will enhance the cycle facilities whilst maintaining commercial loading. 2.8 key facts. Approximate number of properties that may be impacted. 109. Approximate number of designated on-street parking spaces that may be removed. 60. Approximate number of trees that may be removed. 60. Approximate route length, 6.2 km. Approximate cycle route length, 7.8 km. Current bus journey time, up to 75 minutes. Bus connects journey time, 25-30 minutes. Future bus journey time without bus connects, 90 minutes plus the 60. Roadside trees that may be removed do not include areas with significant tree coverage where topographical survey is not available, including trees potentially impacted within Rathfarnham Castle as well as at the proposed Owendoha River and Dodder River crossings. 3. How to take part in the public consultation, section 3, page 8. This brochure provides details of the proposed preferred route option for this core bus corridor. These proposals are subject to a second non-statutory round of public consultation and subsequent design refinement and environmental impact assessment before a formal statutory application will be made by the Entatuan Board Plenula for approval. 3.1 General Queries. The project website www.busconnex.ie has a dedicated section for the Core Bus Corridor project. All previous emerging preferred route brochures are available on the website. Users can access the site to find out more about the project and download copies of the key documents. General queries can be directed to 1800 303 653 or by email to cbc@busconnex.ie. 3.2 How to engage. We are inviting submissions in relation to the preferred route options set out in this document. The closing date for submissions is stated on the website www.busconnex.ie. Written submissions and observations may be made by email cbc@busconnex.ie. Post. Core Bus Corridor Project. National Transport Authority, Dunscale. Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT23.3. What happens next? Following the second round of public consultation, the ENTA will finalise the preferred route options for all 16 corridors. The scheme designs will be finalised. Transport and environmental impact assessments will be completed. This will culminate in the preparation of an environmental impact assessment report, EIAR, for the scheme together with details of land to be acquired. This will be submitted to Inboard Pleanala during Q4 2024 for its consideration and determination. A formal statutory consultation process will be undertaken as part of that process. Udras Nasi unto Lamper National Transport Authority Dunske in Harcourt Lane, Dublin 2, D02WT20WWW.buscanex.ie. Project Ireland 2040, Building Ireland's Future.